Today I wanted to speak a little bit about the mercy of Krishna, and I wanted to read to you a wonderful part of a letter from Prabhupada, which is very I read it this morning and I was very happy and so on. Yesterday we were talking a little bit about the need to surrender in Krishna consciousness, and today we want to hear a little of the mercy of Krishna, because naturally a devotee who is following this sometimes not easy path of Sharanagati wants to know, does the Lord care for me? Does He also is it a one-way relationship or is it a two-way relationship? In other words, am I only the one who endeavors, or is the Lord also making some endeavor? This is a natural question in the life of a devotee. Vindhyavali, can you hear from Vladan? Is it loud enough? Yes, practical question. Yes, Dobro, very good question. 10 o'clock? Yes. Odeh, no? What?
She has to go.
Yes. All right. Madan Gopal will give you a summary of the lecture. Samaritsky, yes. Thank you, Vindhyavali. Sri Krishna has all in all unlimited qualities, but of these unlimited qualities, 64 are listed, and the in the middle of it, that is the 32nd quality, it's right in the middle, because it's so important, is his compassionate nature. Now, what do you think means compassion, Bhada Setu? What is your understanding of Samilas?
To understand Samilas means
to understand.
To help.
Oh, very good definition. To understand the need of someone and then help. Rupa Goswami gives a very good understanding. He says, compassionate nature means that you are unable to bear another's distress. You cannot bear it. Krishna has this side of compassion. He cannot bear the sufferings of the conditioned souls. He just sees this is too much, and then he takes a very bold action to relieve the suffering souls from the suffering condition. And a very moving example of this, which Rupa Goswami gives, are the kings who were oppressed by Magadendra. Magadendra is another name of Yarasandra. Yarasandra was a worshipper of the ferocious form of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has several forms, one very sattvic form, but another where Lord Shiva goes really into the mode of ignorance and accepts people's offerings in the mode of ignorance. And Magadendra, he had captured many, many kings and kept them in a mountain prison. It was in a huge cave, and from time to time he would take such a king and offer him to Lord Shiva. This is called human sacrifice. So you can imagine that these kings, it was many as far as I remember, were suffering greatly in this prison. They didn't have enough food, not enough cloth. And they were always afraid that the guards would come and kill them. Imagine you would be in a prison where it's just a matter of time until the prison guards come and take you out and kill you. It's a very traumatic experience, a very distressing experience. So these kings began to pray to Lord Krishna for some help. And Lord Krishna, who is the all-present super soul in everyone's heart, was taking this call, or listening to this call, and then he decided, I must do something. What he did is, he appeared in his transcendental form in the midst of the prison. He was so kind that he appeared before the eyes of the suffering princes and kings. And when he appeared before them, the princes and the kings felt so relieved just by having the darshan of Krishna that all the misery disappeared. It's described that their eyes drank the beautiful form of the Lord, and with their hands they wanted to touch the beautiful body of the Lord, and with their lips they wanted to taste, and with their nose they wanted to smell the fragrance of the Lord. So they were very, very overwhelmed by transcendental ecstasy. Then the Lord said, I have already killed Yarasandra. Now you have nothing to fear. I will free you. The acharyas comment this leela like this, that the Lord sees also our misery and he is prepared to make a very bold action to relieve us from miseries. He comes in two ways, actually, the Lord, to help us. One is as the Chaitya Guru, that is the Lord in the heart, and the other is as the spiritual master. Uddhava has a, and when I talk of spiritual master, I always think of Prabhupada. Uddhavaji has said that transcendental poets cannot express their gratitude to you, Krishna, because you have not left us alone. You have come to us as the Lord in the heart, and you have come to us as the spiritual master to deliver us from suffering. Once Srila Prabhupada wrote a very nice letter which I want to read to you, where he speaks about the super soul, Krishna's mercy, that he has come with us in our sritsa, in our heart, and is there with us. He said, we should learn to depend on Krishna more and more. Actually, Krishna is always guiding us as super soul, but due to our forgetfulness, we do not understand that Krishna is our friend everlastingly. With advancement of Krishna consciousness, one is able to realize, do you listen? I will start the sentence again. With the advancement of Krishna consciousness, one is able to realize that Krishna is always with his devotees. Not only with his devotees, also with the non-devotees. But the devotees can recognize his presence and the non-devotees cannot. The more you make advancement in Krishna consciousness, you will see Krishna everywhere. Now Prabhupada says what this means, to see Krishna everywhere. Not only on the bank of the river, but also on streets, in trees, in lamp posts, and so on. The more you see like that, you know you are making tangible advancement in Krishna consciousness. Actually, there's nothing but Krishna all around us. This is explained in the Gita. He is the taste of water, the light of the sun, the sound of the sky, the power of the strong, and so on. So one who is actually making progress in Krishna consciousness can see Krishna everywhere. At every stage of life, who can avoid the sunlight, the moonlight, the fragrance of the flower, the taste of water, the sound of the sky, and so on? But one has to learn it, that there is Krishna in all these varieties of existence. Without Krishna, there is nothing. It is simply by the influence of Maya that we forget the relationship of Krishna with everything that be. Yes. This connection, the story from China, which I've once heard from Satswarup Maharaj, comes to mind. It's about two fishes who were swimming in the ocean, and they came near to a mole where two philosophers were discussing about the ocean water. They said it makes waves, and they were describing maybe about different currents in the ocean. And the fish listened. Then he said, this one fish said to his friend, "Do you see the water? Where is water?" His friend says, "I have no idea what water is. I don't know what the philosophers were talking about. I cannot understand." So the fish went to his fish swarm. "Can you see the water?" "No," said the fish. "Water? What is water?" So the fish was very determined. He had seen the two philosophers talking about water, so he assumed there must be water. I will find the water, no problem. So he left his fish swarm. He traveled all over the ocean, and finally he came back after 20 years of searching for the water. And when he had found the water, when he came back, the fishes, were asking him, "Where did you find the water?" Our fish said, "Yes. But if I would tell you, you wouldn't believe me." This reminds us a little bit of what Srila Prabhupada says here. At every stage of life, there is Krishna. Who can avoid the sunlight, the moonlight, the fragrance of the flower, the taste of water, the sound of the sky, and so on? See, without Krishna there is nothing. It is simply by the influence of Maya that we forget the relationship of Krishna with everything that be. So Krishna, in his merciful aspect, as the these two merciful aspects, as our beloved Srila Prabhupada, who came to open our eyes, and also as the super soul who has guided us in many important phases of our life, is wanting to wake us up from this curtain or veil of Maya, so that we can actually perceive that there's nothing without Krishna. In the Gita, the Lord says, Yomam Pashyati Sarvasya. Sorry, I would like to say the whole Sanskrit, but it is not present with me at the moment. The translation into the English language means, one who sees me everywhere and who sees everything in me, he is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. There is a connection. So, of course, to come to this level, we need to come out of a Maya, and for this, we have to rely on the mercy of the Lord and accept the way the Krishna's mercy comes to us. Please do not think that Krishna is stingy with his mercy. Now we need the translation for stingy. It means miserly. What? Yes, that sounds proper. I think we have the idea. Yes, we have the idea. Krishna is described as Vadanyaya, magnanimous. Magnanimous means when a person is very, by his nature, very charitable, that he wants to give novats, for instance, in big quantities. In Germany, there is a man who was very, very rich. He owned a huge factory, and he's now very charitable at the last stages of his life, and he just distributes his money away. And we will send Bhakta Florian there to come with a big thing where the money can be put in. Then he will go away. We think it will work because he very much is convinced that spiritual movements should be helped so that the consciousness of the planet Earth will raise a little bit. Let us see. Maybe it's a good tip for you to also go there and open your hands. Also, Maladuhan and Maladuhan, please give us. Let us see. I can tell you when Florian is at the present moment writing a letter to the secretary of this man to go there. So Krishna is described like this, to be very charitably disposed. Every day Lord Krishna gave from each of his 16,108 palaces, he gave the number of 13,054 cows. That's a lot. 13,054 cows. Once we calculated with the computer how many cows that is, which Krishna gave away in Dwaraka each morning, it was very, very much. So you might think now, Latopra, very nice that you said this, but Krishna is no longer on the planet Earth, and I don't feel that he is extremely charitable to me. I'm still struggling, and so on. But you have forgotten, Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is called the most Vadanya, Mahavadanyaya, the most magnificent incarnation of the Lord. And his magnificence is especially displayed in his plan to save the fallen souls. I'm just reading every night, I'm almost finished, a book of a contemporary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sir Shishir Kumar Ghosh is his name. He was the publisher of the Amrita Bazaar newspaper and called Bhaktivinoda Thakur the seventh Goswami. And he has written a book about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's very nice how he describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood actually is he wants that everyone gets love of Godhead. That's why he spreads the holy name around with a specific potency to deliver conditioned souls. Now, many of you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but it is not always easy for us to avoid the offenses when chanting the mantra. Offenses towards devotees, the scriptures, the guru, the this and so on. There is one very nice tip which I wanted to give you. It said that all offenses actually rise from the inattention while chanting. If you can be attentive while chanting, it goes very well. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us three powerful advices how we can chant more attentively. He says, when you chant the holy name, you should meditate about the spiritual characteristic of Krishna's name. What this means is, you can meditate that Krishna's name is identical with his beautiful form. You can meditate this. Krishna is there on the tongue in his beautiful Shyama Sundar form. Then, what you can do is, while you chant, this is the second thing, you can explain the meaning of the mantra to your mind. The mind is there. The mind always wants to go. So you give him some explanation. What you can explain to him very profoundly is, my dear mind, the mantra means, my dear Lord, please accept me in your service. You can meditate like this. You can explain. This is now. Listen. Here comes the explanation, and this will take care that you are in the right frame of the mind, where you will be naturally more attentive. Then it is said you should pray with heart-rendering lamentation. Heart-rendering lamentation. I do not really know what heart-rendering lamentation means in German. I can't give a good synonym. In German you would say herzzerreißendem Wehklagen. If this says anything to you. Herzzerreißend? Can you hear from the sound what it might mean? Herz, you know, it really rips your heart apart. Yes, this is how you, Krishna, I'm so fallen. Oh. The stone should melt when you lament. You know, we like to lament a lot. Our mind is like this. So lament for Krishna. This is a very good practice. Krishna, please, you should molimte means prayer, isn't it? Something like that. Krishna, please take me. These are three rules which will help you to go really into nice chanting. Meditate about the spiritual form of the Lord, explain the meaning of the mantra to your mind, and pray with heart-rendering lamentation. That's also a very nice prayer. Can you are very strong boy, can you give my Samson, please? the whole thing because I need to. Very good. Yes. I'm just preparing a seminar for on Radharani. We have in Germany the one Radha Day, and there's a very nice secret in spiritual life. When Srila Prabhupada he writes about this, that instead of turning directly to Krishna, the devotees learn to turn to the compassionate nature of Krishna. This is Srimati Radharani. They pray to her. Here's now a very nice verse how they pray from the Gandharva Pratanashtakam. Adevi kakubaragat gadayat yavacha nyacheni patya buvidandavat utpatati asya prasaram abudasya janasya kritva gandharvike nichagane gananam videhi. Falling down like a stick on the ground, distressed and stammering with words choked with emotion, I beg you, O Queen, O Gandharvika, please be kind to this foolish person and count him as one of your own. Like, make me a member of your party. This is how a devotee turns to Srimati Radharani. And it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes very difficult to go to Krishna because Krishna is just so exclusive. So he's God. But Srimati Radharani is the soft-hearted counterpart of the Lord. It is said that, of course, Radha and Krishna are one. Jiva Goswami gives the example of a chickpea. Do you understand what is a chickpea? Yeah. The chickpea has two halves, but really they are one. It's a very nice example. So Radha and Krishna are really one. But Srimati Radharani is the soft-hearted side of Krishna. And devotees who are mercy seekers are very intelligent to approach that side, because Krishna may be a little hard, but Srimati Radharani is the soft side, and therefore they pray to her for me lost. There's this book of Rupa Goswami. I don't remember the title of the book at this moment. There's several prayers, but there's Utkalavalari is the name of it. And in it, Rupa Goswami describes how he has given up all hopes, but there's one last hope which remains, this Radharani. And in this book he describes these beautiful prayers to Srimati Radharani. This is how devotees turn to Krishna, compassionate nature. In fact, also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who has appeared in the mood of Radharani. You noticed when we were saying, yes, Krishna is compassionate, but his quality is matched by vadanya. This means very liberal or magnanimous or charitable. Then when we were trying to identify that Krishna who is very charitable, we immediately were coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately. So I wish you all the best in your endeavors to make your contact with Lord Chaitanya and Srimati Radharani very, very, very good. Let me see here. Yes. Yes. So please make the contact and you will find transcendental happiness in all directions of your life, and take the help which is given, that is Lord Chaitanya mercy, Radharani's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and also the mercy of the super soul. Learn to listen to your heart and not ignore. Many times there are messages coming which are very easy to read if we open our eyes and ears a little bit more. Also, I would say something about our programs. Tour is going quite nice, although yesterday you might have seen not so many people that came coming, but it was expected, because people really got already in overdoses. We will make a small change in our program. The slideshow is too long. I think you all could see it yesterday. I could speaking with a devotee, and yes, the slideshow is a little bit too long for a public program. We will make it shorter, then it might become more attractive, the whole program. And also, I wanted to request all of you, while you are on this program, to consider yourselves humble servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will much more make an advancement in the tour if you consider doing a service which helps the smooth workings of our programs. Yesterday, I wanted to say, Padasetu Prabhu felt such an inspiration all of a sudden to do service and went out for book distribution. I thought this was very good, and he has given all of us a nice example. When we have time, we should use this in devotional service. See, at this moment in our Serbian yatra, we are all not in the best situation because we don't have enough service, and those who do service, they sometimes ask the question, where is the vision? We will talk about this with Rohini Sutta Prabhu when do we have this first program where we do something together? Is it Monday? Yeah. Monday.
Sunday.
Dobro. Sunday we will talk. We have very good ideas, and I think it will work. It's a very realistic and very inspiring thing. But I want to request you to already use this tour as something where you can just do a sufficient amount of devotional service so that you become a little bit more stabilisierte, stable, or what is it, fixed or firm in your spiritual life. It's a wonderful opportunity. I must say, yesterday I was a little, at the beginning of the program, very weak, because my health is coming back now every day a little bit more. I was a little weak, and then I saw, you know, looked out who's there, and then I saw the, all these maledetses and these people who didn't. It was nothing to inspire me so much, to be very frank and free. So then I said, come on, Sachidananda Swami, you must do your best now. Don't be so, even if you're not inspired, you have to do your service. And then I preached to myself very strongly, surrender, you need cough. The mind, and you know, and then all of a sudden I could see by Krishna's mercy that these, even if there's only one soul who is inspired, this is wonderful, this is enough. No, we don't need many stars, we want moons, and so on. And I was praying to Krishna, please let don't really know how I can reach the heart of these people. They are so new in this spiritual knowledge, you know, it is so new for them. And then I just prayed, and I looked at the devotees who were on the stage and who were effulgent with transcendental enthusiasm, and then I just tried my best, and in the end of the program so many nice people came and said thank you, and can you sign here, sign there. Chaptapurva brought a few people, and I saw many of you talking with people at the book table and on the seats and so on. So I really request you to take this tour as your own chance to preach to your mind, and see the service which you can do here. Even don't be overly critical. Don't expect now that we have 10,000 people or 7,000 people or even 1,000 people. Just whoever comes, this is very good. Krishna has been so merciful that he sent us people to so that we can perform our service. This is how I always see it. It's Krishna's mercy if people come so that we can do some service to them and to Krishna. So please engage yourself on the tour so that you become a valuable asset and not a heavy stone on the tour. Heavy stone is not the right word. A light stone. Become engage yourself. There will be many opportunities. For instance, today we can make a reklama, reklamski, for the program in Beche, which we will have, and so on. Please take it and be alert, and so on. It's a you might get some taste while doing this service and some new realizations in your life, which you can use also when the tour is over. Because I think you will all agree with me that all of us need desperately devotional service and the Dukhane level of Krishna consciousness. So let us try to use this tour where we give our best to Krishna, and let us see what Krishna will do with us. I think he will elevate us to a level where he will give us higher inspirations and show us further what we can do. I think so. I've learned, this is one secret. Our mind is always like this, that we go into the future. Oh, when I'm in Vrindavan, then I'm really Krishna conscious. or when I'm in Belgrade, then I'm really Krishna conscious. Or so on. No, it's good to learn to give our best at the moment where we are, and then Krishna will slowly elevate us. That's my great faith. I think. Krishna consciousness. But let us not, it's now is the chance, we are now on the tour, and we can, there is service to be done. You can ask Madhva Muni and Madan Gopal, also Mahodari always knows what has to be done, because this is a service which we have done for many years and so on. One is aware that there are places to be done. So you don't see a service yourself, then go to these devotees and ask them, is there, do you see some service for me which I could do, and so on. Also use the time to read properly, because it is important that when we are giving these programs, that we are in good Krishna consciousness. People will really, it really makes a difference like anything. Especially now, where we don't have all these complicated arrangements with us, but we are reduced to very simple things. We have to go and look for the real strengths. The real strength is Krishna consciousness, and if we can have a Krishna conscious presentation from this level, it will be very beneficial to devotees. I have devotees here, I'm thinking of the devotees who are not yet actively engaged, because they are still in Maya. Sometimes we call them Kamis, but today I will call them non-manifested devotees. We have to, to inspire them somehow. Good. Okay, so I will end here. Do you have any questions? Kishori?
Sometimes when we hear the word gracious mercy, we always think about some good things happening to us, something that will make us feel nice and happy. But how can we see also the bad things and the hard times as gracious mercy, even biggest gracious mercy? And also how can we meditate on this Satyam compound verse in this moment when Krishna gives us his mercy in the shape of hearts?
Hard times. Yeah. When hard times come, you should ask the question, why do they come? What could it mean? And if you ask this question and are ready to change something in you, you can see that they are, how they are Krishna's mercy. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very interesting perspective on hard times. You asked how to see them as Krishna's mercy. He said, when the eye is not seeing properly, sometimes a stick, I believe it's called kajal, is applied. I've never done it, but maybe the Matajis amongst you have done it. You put it in the eyes, and I heard it is a little painful in the beginning. Have you applied kajal so far? And then afterwards, you can see more strong. Have you applied kajal?
No.
No? Not. It is like this, and then you see very clear. So in this way, sometimes misery bites very much. Wow, it's so heavy. But very often you can see things clearer afterwards. You only need to be prepared to ask this one question. Why does it happen to me? What does Krishna want to teach me? Usually what we do when we are in misery is we revolt against the causes of miseries, like for instance our back. This is my back. Why do you give me so much pain? or when we have no money, we think, why am I so poor? we go direct, but we don't ask deeper, what could it teach me? How could it help me? By my karma, my very bad karma, I have experienced so much pain, physical pain in this life. So Krishna is really beating me to become a little humble. And I have learned, there were times, for sure, it was just intolerable. It was so much pain, I could only cry, and after an hour I couldn't cry any longer, because that was also too painful, no relief. And even in these situations, I have found out, if you just start to open yourself up and say, Krishna, what do you want to teach me with this? Please make it clear to me. Not just think, oh, in foolish bag, and run to one doctor after another. And you also have to do this sometimes. I mean, when you have physical pain like this, it's all right to go to the doctor, but we must do something against that. But at the same time, you have to ask the question, why Krishna is this coming? Usually, an answer comes. You have to just watch the heart. If you're really prepared, the Super Soul will give an answer in most of the cases. Sometimes it takes so long until we ask this question, why Krishna? I'm ready to hear, please. Make it clear to me. It takes some time before we are ready, usually. That's my experience, in my life at least. So misery often is so that you can see something which you have not seen before. This is how it is mercy. But let us not think that, we shouldn't think that mercy, that misery is better than the nice things. There are also, when you go to a holy place and some wonderful mercy comes, you should not think, no, Krishna, I prefer misery. No, this is not our level. Also, it does. I have never heard this anywhere. This would be wrong to interpret it like that. Whatever Krishna gives us, mercy is mercy. Not that one, the misery is the strongest mercy of the Lord. I've never heard this, really. Yes? Other questions? I saw your hand, yes?
Pastor connected to this question, surely asked, but in a way that many times during these days you mentioned that we cannot practice this process by force.
Yeah.
It has to come from the heart. But we can see in our lives that some of us are not in a position that we can practice that. We have to force that kind somehow. Because if we expect that it is coming from the heart,
it will never come, maybe.
For me, it's like that. Or also, you are waiting mercy on Krishna, but you see, you are not properly situated on any platform, and you have to practice from the heart by nature and without force. And then I think, actually, maybe I'm completely in illusion, maybe, because I'm forcing something that is not part of me.
Uh-huh.
And on the end, it will be disaster, in a way that Krishna will show me anyway. you are really a rascal. Like, you can pretend by force that you want to surrender, but actually your heart is like, eternal stone. Especially if we expect to be situated then improperly.
How to do that, isn't it? The world is the world, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I can only answer because I have heard several questions in this direction. I personally have faith if a few essential elements are intact in a devotee's life, that he will and she will progress nicely. But of course these elements need to be there. It is sometimes difficult to situate up. That would help everyone very much. We know this. This one thing would help everyone very much. I have witnessed that most of the difficulties in devotees' life come because they are not properly situated, and they become so dissatisfied as a result that they can't properly function. This is my analysis, and I think it's the Vedic analysis, because have you noticed how often Prabhupada talks about Manashram? Sometimes you feel like, oh, again, this is Brahmana Vaishya. I have heard this, yes, I know it. Yeah. What Prabhupada makes, he acts as a real teacher. He says, you must situate yourself. This is what he says with this. And he says it over and over again, and so on. Now, if this is not done, then since we talk in a little personal circle of devotees, I also noticed that Prabhupada never really established the Varnashram system. He talks about it, and we have, in our movement, we tried very much. I know that our previous leadership tried very much, because it became clear in spreading a movement that devotees need to find their place. But we never were actually successful. I have seen this maybe I'm not giving a propaganda lecture. We somehow it didn't work. This much we can say. So when I started to see as an individual that endeavors were made to situate ourselves, I thought, well, I'm an open person, let me situate myself. And I tried to find it. I thought, I'm not educated. This was my first concern. I have not really learned anything really good, because I joined when I was 60. I'm giving lectures, but I think I could do much more, much better if I'm trained properly. And I felt there's so many things which are still sleeping in me, which could be woken up. I remember Jagadish Maharaj at that time gave these nice Varnashram lectures, and I was hearing them. And I was really ready to lecture. I said, where can I go? I'm ready, I'm a preacher, let me, and I feel attracted to this, but I need to learn it. And I tried different things in our movement, but Hare Krishna, at least for my intensive temperament, it was not enough training. Then I thought very deeply, you must situate yourself, Sachidananda Swami. How do you situate yourself? And then everything I could hear from all directions is, you must become a spiritualist. You must take shelter in the holy name. It must somehow work. And I went to Vrindavan, I sat down, and I said, I will not get up before the sun goes down. And even if I don't like to chant, I will do this. I will just do it. And it was very hard. It was very, very hard. And I was tested so heavily. You can't believe how it is when you sit in Vrindavan and you want to chant and it does not work. It's hot. You are thirsty, you are hungry, you are sleepy, you are mental, you want to take a ticket and go to the West and whatever. But I said, I'm going, I just don't get up before the sun goes down. And then after some time, Krishna just saw I was knocking at his door, and some ukos came. Not much, but a little. So I personally think this, you know, if I have to give answers, this is what I would say. And also, I think, do some service, even if it's washing the pots. I'm a believer of washing toilets. That is what I did for 10 years. I just washed toilets and I became expert. If there's anyone who's seriously interesting to wash toilets nicely, come to me. I can tell you all the details. you will not, but I only will reveal this sacred knowledge to the sincere. So, just some smudge bug you have to do. Don't we know, even when we, and I think we have to sometimes force ourselves to do this. Don't we all know from Sankirtan book distribution, sometimes it's so hard, isn't it, Mahaprabhu? For you also, or is it? It's not easy. But then you do it, and even you have distributed 1.5 books. I'm always saying, 1 book you distributed and the half book was stolen from you. This is only half a book. At the end, if you have tried sincerely, it feels some purification and some. And okay, tomorrow is another day. And you go. In other words, when you can't find your situation in this world, in the Varnashram thing, you must do it in spiritual life, in spiritual practice, I wanted to say, and in slushpa. Then it works. Krishna takes you by the hand if you do. Look at Krishna. He is seeing we are struggling. We want to become somehow happy. In Krishna consciousness. We have understood it only works in Krishna consciousness. So don't you think if a devotee tries properly that Krishna will not take him? I can't believe it. Now you see, all religions' knowledge which we know would be closed at that moment if the Lord is not merciful. You hear it everywhere. Even the Christians say it. Hallelujah. You know, even they know that there must be a way to get the mercy of Krishna. I think we have to try it with proper means. And when it gets too hard on one place, you just try it at another place or another situation. In my own Krishna conscious life, I also had this time where I couldn't tolerate Germany any longer. It was too heavy for me. I'm in the heart too soft for this. Germany, these people are thinking so differently than I do. Most of the people with which I came in contact. And then I thought, enough. Here I can't fight any longer. I'm too weak. I'm too distressed. Then I went to Sweden. And there it was. I even learned Swedish. Jag pratar svenska. I can give a lecture to you in Swedish if you want. Du är inte dessa materiella kroppar. You are not this material body. because I was so desperate, I can't fight here in Germany. I go to Sweden, I learn Swedish, I do everything and preach there. And after some time I was ready to go back to Germany, because Prabhupada wanted and wants that I preach in Germany. He wrote this in a personal letter to me, so I have to do it. So this also works. This is also my faith. There's always a place where you can get your strengths back in the world. Sometimes we think a little bit closed-minded, or only here, and so on. It's always a place where you can find your strengths back. One time there were devotees who were so miserable that Prabhupada, he said to them, well, sit before the deity and chant. And when the temple commander comes and says, please do slujba, then you say, no, Prabhupada has said I can chant here. There might be situations in life where you are reduced to go to the very essential things of Krishna consciousness. This is what I wanted to illustrate with this example. And then one just does that. Sometimes I think we have to be a little creative also. Allow a little creativity in your mind. What could work in this situation? And many times it just helps to change the place also when one is so restless, because many devotees have said that they went to Zurich, so somehow a very nice temple and peaceful. This is very nice. Or going to India is not always the solution, because India, due to its harshness, the weather and the Indian mentality, wow, you need to be a little tolerant, isn't it? Isn't it? The Indians can sometimes get on your nerves, isn't it? It's so different, and they have changed very, very much over the time. The spirituality in the is very low amongst the Indians now, we have to say. Prabhupada had seen this and so on, but it's spirituality amongst India is disappointingly low. And they just want material life now, and they go right for it. Even if they are very poor, this is the way to go, they think. This is very disappointing to note. Anyways, it's Kali Yuga, it's also expected. I found out to go to the holy dams, for instance, for inspiration. You do need a little stability, I found out. Or just ideal circumstances. Like the right climate, it cannot be too hot. Good association is also important. Very important. That there's someone you can talk to. Even when we do this vratas, it's so hard. When I think of that aspect of the vratas, oh, so hard. But then you need some good association to talk to sometimes. It's sometimes very human things like, can you please cook something? I only ate now Khichdi for 2 weeks and I'm starving. Just something, you know, which is not so boring, you know, something for the mind, in other words. This is sometimes necessary. Shishtikata can tell you stories about what we sometimes have to do to get the old boy in action again. The bad thing is to go to Rimuna and drink that milk. That is the best. Isn't it? Those who have gone to Rimuna and drunk the milk of Chirachara Gopinath, they know this is the highest sense gratification, which is not only on this planet, not only on this planetary system, it is of all the universes. It's so wild, the sense gratification. I mean, so good. Wild in the sense that it's really... Oh, please go to drink this. You can just stay there and drink the milk and I think you will become totally Krishna conscious. Because it's very spiritual and it's very it is very tasty on the platform of the mind and the senses. Hare Krishna. Nanda Tula.
When I pray, then I have to have some relationship. Like if I pray to Krishna, then I have to know
yes.
something about Him. And I mean, all the time in Krishna consciousness, we are directed to Krishna, and we read from Bhagavad Gita, and we always say this is Krishna's arrangement. So I have some idea, and about some relationship with Krishna, and then if I want something spiritual, then I ask Krishna to help me, or devotee whom I have relationship to. But somehow in our life in Krishna consciousness, if somebody would say Jai Radhe, he would be like Sahajiya. If you think about Radharani or pray, this would be considered as Sahajiya. I don't understand why, and I want to ask you how to get some kind of relationship with Srimati Radharani so I can pray to this most merciful aspect.
Yeah. Yes, it's a very true point. When we say pray to Krishna, or pray to Srimati Radharani in this case, how will we do it? Now, it's all right. It's all right. The answer really is we should follow the prayers of the authorized prayers of the Vaishnavas. We should just there are prayers in our song books. There's many times devotees when you see our movement is young and we were not so learned and so on. And yes, Srimati Radharani, you must know one thing. She's very shy. We should not disturb her. Like when we always say, Jai Radhe, Radharani is very shy. You don't do this when a person is very shy. And she, her vow is, or she only will look at Krishna. She looks to be very shy, but only on Krishna, and only Krishna. So we should respect that mood of Radharani and not make her too public. This is Prabhupada did not do this, because she is like this. Only on Krishna. Must be very humble, very careful, very not disturbing to Radharani when we approach her. You can see our Radha Madan Mohan Have you seen our Radharani's soul? almost so. We can be lucky that she does not run from the altar. She's so shy, so soft-hearted, so high also in her existence. Yes. So this is what our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas tell us, and sometimes you can't. We say in our movement, Haribol Nandala. We can't say like this, Jai Radhe. For Krishna, it's all right, but we can't. We have to mean it when we say Jai Radhe. So, gosh, he's so shy. Krishna's different. So, therefore, we are encouraged always to follow the acharyas in their mood, so that we don't make a mistake and don't disturb in the transcendent. Like Prabhupada, he would quote the spiritual master, "Fools rush in where angels don't even dare to treat, to float in or whatever." We shouldn't be such fools. And donkeys who donkey around in the spiritual dimension, that's not good. So how to pray to Radharani? Come and make photocopies. I need to make photocopies of this for my seminar. I have prayers, authorized prayers. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you were giving Mahodri answer, you said that there are few factors
which need to be intact. Yeah.
To be able to be happy, and you were speaking about this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, one day I just sat down and wrote them down, what I consider are factors which need to be intact. So I'm very happy that you asked them. I hope there's something good in there. Are you interested to read the list? It's a little personal, but it's not too personal to not say. What I have written down is one must have his faith intact. That's the beginning of spiritual life, Shraddha. Even the holy name, on the marketplace of the holy name, you have to buy the holy name with coins of Shraddha. This is a song like this. Then one needs to give up aparadhas, offenses, but that always kills everything. If one is living in the world like most of our grihastas, one must give up sinful activities, that is, follow four rules and regulations. I've written it down because many grihastas suffer so much in their relationships, and I do not know how it is here, but they're not very strong in following the regulative principles. So this has to be given up, and if you carry on, if you have worldly duties as a grihastha, like making novats, you should somehow bring it in relationship to Krishna. That is, either do something Krishna conscious, which can be related to Krishna consciousness, or give some of the fruits to Krishna. Then you need to have relationships with the devotees. That is very important. Good friendly relationships with devotees. I consider this very important. And you have to have something you are enthusiastic for. Some project. For most of us, it will be a service project. He's enthusiastic for. And then also, when you do enough service, you have to balance it with also some personal project, like. As a preacher, I must have always something a subject which interests me totally. I want to go deeper, and this moment it's the Brahma Samhita. I didn't bring my study materials with me to Serbia because I've done so many notes, and when I lose this notebook, I will be there. Also, there is not enough time and peace for me in Serbia to do this. It's some personal project. These are points, and I think really that this list is a little individual. You have to find it out yourself. Maybe you have to write it down so that you don't forget it. What needs to be there in your life so that you can be happy and well situated in Krishna consciousness. This is what I can say is necessary. And my own formula is, you must have a higher connection in life, otherwise you're just rotting in the world. Higher connection with Krishna, higher people, sadhus, and so on. Hey, Murari, write this. You listen to your heart, and something will come. You already have one point, we have discussed. Just, and then put these things into practice. I think we are. Oh, look at this. We were together 2 hours straight without interruption. So, I will say, I wish you a nice day in devotional service. And, yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.